Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that your word is available. Thank you so much that your word says it makes us that are simple, wise, that it warns us and warms us. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, we want to be up under the shadow. May your word overshadow us, overtake us, speak to us, speak through us. Words of wisdom and knowledge, prophesy over us. We're not afraid, God. Tell us the things that you want us to know. God, we open our hearts to all that you have to say. Rebuke us, convince us, exhort us, confirm the things that we've been praying for, God, please. Holy Spirit, this is your place and time. Pray to the glory of Christ's kingdom. Amen. Psalm 145, a psalm of David. I will extol you, my God, O King. That word extol is just a fancy word for praise. It's an old English word. I will praise you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Do you believe that yet? Have you not heard and have you not seen the greatness of God? The crazy thing about being born again is the ability that God has to open your heart to see the rest of your life. And at some point in time after you get saved, all of a sudden that light goes on and you're like, it's always been you. Your problems are only big when your God is small. The larger your God, the smaller your problems. There's a there's like an old Christian thing that where you hate new believers because God does such great things in their life all the time. Oh, I got saved and I got a job. I got saved and I found a wife. I got saved and my husband came back. You know, whatever. But there's something about having walked with the Lord for a number of years. And you see God's hand move over and over and over, and the check gets in the mail, and the healing comes, and the problems that you thought were so terrible. It's like we always say, when you've been hit by boulders, you don't worry about the stones. The little pebbles don't mean nothing. And if you've been hit by boulders and come through it, if you're not entering his gates with thanksgiving, if you're not entering his courts with praise, if you're not getting up in the morning absolutely in awe of what God has done in your life, I don't know how you're making it through this world. I really don't. Now, what's important and what's germane about this is, if you're a news junkie and you're watching too much Breitbart, Fox, One America, whatever, you know what's going on in this world. This nation that was the city, was the light on the hill, it's gone. It's over. It's all over but the crying now. I'll let you in on a little secret, guys. The reason they want to defund the police is so they could have nationalized police. Nationalized police cannot be told what to do by states and local municipalities. They want everything to be government run, socialized medicine. They want the government to take control of everything as it was in the Great Depression. It don't matter. God is in control. He never ceased being in control. Don't you understand how much better it is this way? If we're at the end of it, we're getting up out of this place soon. And if we're going to live through it, then we just got to drag a bunch of souls out of hell to heaven with us. Can I read that to you again? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, His greatness is unsearchable. You know that word unsearchable means literally beyond our own understanding. Beyond our understanding. He's bigger than the problems that you have with your marriage. He's bigger than the problems you have with your finances. He's bigger than the problems that you have with your health. Bigger. David, in case you didn't know, the guy that wrote this, he had some pretty big problems. If it wasn't his king trying to kill him, it was his son trying to kill him. If it wasn't his old friends trying to kill him, it was his new enemies trying to kill him. If it wasn't people from a faraway land trying to kill him, it was people in his own kingdom trying to kill him. And he was awestruck by God. And all this guy had to read was the Torah. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. He didn't have like, oh, Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead. He just read the book of Genesis, spent a lot of time praying, writing poems and songs and psalms to God, and just convinced himself, while he now convinces us, his greatness is unsearchable. One generation, verse 4, shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty. There's a word in the Bible, it's called muse, M-U-S-E. It's where we get our word for lift up, think, or meditate. When we amuse ourselves, amusement park, the letter A in the Greek is to mean anti, or against, or void of, such as antichrist, void of Christ. This is that letter, it's what it's there for, amuse, not to muse, not to think, not to meditate. So let's take this, the ipso facto version, is to muse, to meditate. What is that? Is this lost art? Isn't that when you do this lotus thing and you put your hands like this and you look at the clouds and... No. This is when you find something about God and you don't just read it. Listen, little tip to you guys, new to Scripture, don't read the Bible in your head, read it in your mouth. Huh? When you're reading the Bible, read it out loud. You occupy 3 out of the 5 things your brain can do at once. You're speaking it, you're hearing it, you're trying to understand it. How many times if you read the Bible, you read it, and all of a sudden, you've read it, but your brain is thinking about what you got to do that day. We've talked about this. It's the craziest thing that could happen. You're literally reading the Bible and you're like, wow, my boss is calling me from work and I got this to do and I got 6 orders to pack up. And I just read this whole chapter and thought about none of it. When he says, I will meditate on your works, your wondrous works, I will look at your glorious splendor. I want you, well, here's what I do. You do what you want. I go outside and I look at the moon reflecting the sun's light and I start to meditate on it and I go, now that thing doesn't have any light of its own. But God, you placed it just in the right position so that when the sun is right, it eclipses and then becomes full. And how do you do that, God? How did you set everything up? How is the delicate balance of our whole nature system? How are there stars? That's meditating. That's thinking it through completely. That's ascribing the greatness of everything you see to God. Not Mother Nature, Father God. I bet that's my kid. Meditate. It allows us to read, to let something hit our heart, our mind, to stop and to focus on it. Now, I've often said when you read the Bible, I will give you a devotion. A devotion is something you devote your life to every day. If you believe that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, you must give God a portion seeking him every day. Well, what is a good portion to give God? Well, if you give God 10% of your money, then why not give him 10% of your time? If there's 24 hours in a day, give him 2.5 hours of that day. Well, that's a lot of time, and besides, I sleep. Okay, cut it in half. Give him an hour of your day. You're up 14, 16, 18 hours. You need somebody? Who? Nobody? Okay. I thought somebody was going to have to make the walk of shame. If you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is open the scripture and you turn to the proverb that coincides with the day. So as a devotion to God, you read the proverb of the day. Today is the 21st. You read the 21st proverb. Then you start to read the Psalms. So let's say you want to start tomorrow. You read Psalm 1 tomorrow and you date the Psalm. Tomorrow is 4/22/2021. So now your devotion consists of reading the proverb that coincides with the day. There's 31 proverbs. There's 31 days in some of the months. And you just read the proverb that coincides with the day. So now you've read a proverb and a psalm. Then you read something in the Old Testament. Pick a book. Say you start Genesis. Tomorrow, Genesis 1:1. You turn to Genesis 1:1, and you write down 4, 21, 22 tomorrow is, 2021. And now you've developed a devotion. First, your proverb of the day, which will give you wisdom. Your psalm of the day, which will give you perspective of emotion. Then your Old Testament, which gives you the foreshadowing, and then finish in one of the Gospels. Read one or two verses out of the Gospel. And if you do that every day, that should take you 10, 15 minutes tops. You now have what's called a devotion. You made your devotion to God. There should be something in there that makes you go, what can I meditate on? This morning in my devotion, I'm reading through Matthew again, Matthew 7. And the Lord Jesus said, treat men as you want them to treat you. And I was like, I hate that verse. Like, I want to treat people the way they treat me. I don't want to treat them the way I want to be treated. He treated me wrong, I'm going to treat him wrong. Yeah, God didn't give us that out. As a matter of fact, he so didn't give us the out, he said this. He said, this is the whole law and the prophets. You take the whole Bible and you want to sum it up? Here. You take the whole thing, let me make it easy for you. Here, treat people like you want to be treated. Well, what if they don't treat me good? Sorry. No excuse. And I got to meditate on it this morning. I sent it out on my verse. I sent it out and now you got a devotion. And then you spend some time in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Like, you break that down. And all of a sudden you look and an hour of your day is, instead of being shot from your email, your social media, instead of being shot, now it's lifted. Now, man, that's a great start to your day. Yeah, but you don't understand, Pastor. I got to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Wake up at 4 in the morning. You did it when you were in the world. Went home, took a shower at midnight, jumped back out to get the club at 2. Are you kidding me? Oh, I see. Now that you're saved, you don't have time. You need your beauty sleep. Didn't work. Sorry. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. You know what verse 6 and 7 is, new Christian? That's your testimony. That's a testimony. Chuck Smith said this, God has a blessing for me every day, and I want to find it. Man, the coolest thing happened on the beach on Sunday. Guys, if you're not coming out to the beach on Sunday, when I tell you, man, you will find what you've been saved for. If you guys that are new, you guys know we do a Sunday night service at the beach. Every Sunday night at 6 o'clock we go, but it's not a church service, it's a worship service. We just go there with a couple of guitars, a couple of conga thingies, and we just worship. And we pray, and people just walk by. Hey, you must need prayer. And we just grab them and pray for them. And let me tell you, what we've watched God do in that first year, we've been out there now almost a year now, and wow, this is what, I'm telling you, I don't know if I would have made it if it wasn't for that. I was getting bored, man. I was getting bored. I ain't bored no more. God has refreshed my soul with what we're doing on Sunday night. Anybody testify to that? That's testimony. Oh, let me tell you what happened. I met this guy and his name was testimony. Testimony. Again, men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness. I remember what God did, and you shall sing and shall sing of your righteousness. But please remember, there's testimony and there's legacy. God wants to do something crazy in your life every day. But if you ain't trying to walk out on the water, if you're not praying for that person at Publix or Walmart or wherever it is you do your shopping, if you're not at the beach asking people if you can pray for them, if you are not out there, if you're not asking the Amazon guy if you can lift him up, what are you out there for then? What are we doing? Then we might as well just pray that the Lord comes back as soon as possible because there's nothing left to do. Continuing, verse 8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Remember that song? Is that Vineyard? Who was that? Winds of Worship? Every time I read that verse, I think about that. And isn't that what a psalm is supposed to do? When you worship God, it's supposed to magnify the Word of God. If the worship you're listening to isn't magnifying the Word of God in your life, I might suggest to you it's not real worship. It might just be music by Christians. Nothing wrong with listening to that stuff, but I haven't heard that song in 10 years, and I still, every time I see this verse, it reminds me of it. And the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Oh, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Pastor Bob used to always say, there's a very famous philosopher named Voltaire. Voltaire said that nobody would remember the Bible in 100 years. 100 years, nobody would even know where the Bible was. Voltaire was very famous and very wealthy. And eventually, what was it called? Wycliffe, I believe, Bible Society bought his house and printed Bibles in his basement. Isn't that great? That's a testimony. Listen. U2 used to have a song called October, and it's a great song. So when Christians, you guys might not know this about U2, but you know that U2 was a Christian band for their first two albums? Yeah? Let me talk about them. We'll talk about them later. I hate that band. I'm jealous. The lead singer got to sing with the Doors. October and the trees are stripped bare of all they wear, but what do I care? October, kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, but yours goes on and on and on. Great song, with that voice of his too, that just melodic beauty that he used to have. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. I want to just meditate on that for a second with you. I want you to think about that. In my backyard, every morning when I get up about 6:30, 6 o'clock lately. This morning it was 5, it was ridiculous. And my dog goes outside with me. I've got a big boxer, about an 85-pound boxer. His name is the Bull. We have this crazy bee in our backyard. And I don't know if it's the same one, but he hovers about 6.5 feet off the ground. He doesn't fly around. He just sits there, and he looks down at the dog. And the dog is constantly jumping up, jumping up, jumping up. And this bee gets closer and closer to the pool every single time. Bull hasn't fallen for it yet. But it's the craziest thing. And I think to myself, who programmed this bee? But it's not like, listen, it's not like a bumblebee. It's not like a honeybee. It's this green, shiny, metallic look. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? No, it ain't a horsefly. It's a bee. It's shaped like a bee. But it flies like zzzz. It's not a horsefly. I know what horseflies are. It's not a horsefly. It's crazy. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm telling you, it looks like a drone. The thing isn't no bigger than my pinky nail. Cammy sees it every day, right? Does this thing mess with the dog constantly? And then I go to start watering my plants, and I turn my faucet on, and it kind of just looks at me. And it's at my height. And I'm like, how's it going? But then the dog comes out, and it just sits about, I'm telling you, it's about here. And just kind of sits there and looks at the dog. And you hear the dog, vroom, vroom. Am I lying, Cam? Who feeds that little bee? Who feeds these birds? We have squirrels in our front yard. Cammy named them Skittles. Keelan named it Skittles. I'm sorry, Keith. Is Skittles still around, or are we just name all of them Skittles now? They're all named Skittles, which is kind of cool because you think about a bag of Skittles, you don't just have a Skittle, it's Skittles. Who feeds those things? Now, let's go to our own self. When you open your own pantry, your own refrigerator, where do you think that food came from? Well, I know exactly where it came from. I went to work, I got a paycheck, I went to the store. And is God in any less control of that? Is there a system or a situation in your life that God has not said, I got this? I love this. I love to think about this. I love to meditate on this verse. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Look at verse 15. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. What did the Lord Jesus say? Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin. But I tell you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of them. Why do you worry about food? Why do you worry about clothing? Is not the body more than clothing? Is not the body more than food? I mean, just meditate. Meditate. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. You know what I find very sovereign about verse 21? All flesh, not just the flesh that praises him. You see, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Some will do it willingly and some will not. Some, the Bible says, will bite their tongues out of their mouth rather than give praise to God. Can you not see that happening? Can you not look across this nation and see the godlessness of the people attacking churches. Like, dude, you're fighting against God. Do you realize how stupid that is? Makes me giggle. It really does. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Please give me your attention. I don't know if David is writing this, is saying it because he's trying to tell us or trying to convince himself. I don't know if you ever have these things, but there are these things called moods. Some people wake up in a bad mood. If you say the word mood enough, it sounds weird. Mood. I'm in a mood. He's in a mood. I'm in a bad mood. I'm in a good mood. David knew about moods. David was a very emotional, crying type of guy. And every once in a while, he'd have to convince himself. And it's such good for me because I know it doesn't look like it, but I can get in a mood once in a while. Doesn't seem like it. I know this totally even keel, emotionless guy. I get in moods sometimes. And when I find myself in a mood, I got to turn off the YouTube videos. And I got to put on some worship music. I got to force myself back into a throne. And I don't realize, I'm probably not talking to you. You guys are probably perfect. But I find myself walking, and not until I get into worship do I realize, like, how did the Holy Spirit get back there? I went to bed, and I was in such a good mood. But something happens when you sleep. You go into this weird void. Like, that's why people that read the Bible at night, I always say to them, man, I don't know how you do that. I mean, it's good to go to bed, but I read the Bible in the morning because something happens when you sleep. You go through this weird thing, and everything you read the night before is kind of like spiritually, it's like gone. Even when I take a nap in the middle of the day, I feel like I got to read again when I get up. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. The way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. You, O God, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. I think the key verse here that you want to focus on if you want to meditate on something is verse 3. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Yeah, I'm guilty of that. There's a hassle, there's a problem. I want to find the guy that could help me out. Maybe if I call this guy, oh, this guy does it. Guys, I don't know what you're going through. I do know the answer, and it's the Lord. It's the Lord. You don't need a new mortgage company. You need to pray. You need to seek God. You don't need another relationship. You don't need more money. You see, if you chase your dreams run from you. If you chase the Lord, he delivers your dreams. What did the previous psalm say? He opens his hand and feeds every living thing. This is so great. I love these verses. The last bunch of Psalms are so sweet. They're just pure praise. It's like David all of a sudden realized how good he had it. Lastly of tonight, Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of stars. He calls them all by name. Does anybody know who Louis Giglio is? Louis Giglio? If you don't know who Louis Giglio is, I want you to YouTube Louis Giglio, Chris Tomlin, and Louis Giglio. Chris Tomlin, I think Louis Giglio is Chris Tomlin's pastor. You guys know who Chris Tomlin is, the worship leader from Passion? Louis Giglio studies the stars, and he studies the Hubble telescope, and he shows in his teachings, some of the teachings, about the vastness, and the facts that he kicks are so amazing. Watching a half hour, 45 minutes of Louis Giglio teaching on the stars and the constellations and the Milky Way, and just, you won't believe, brother. Don't be. How great is our God is the name of it. That's right. That's from that song when that first song came out, right? How great is our God. Is that one? He sees the depths of your heart and he loves you. He loves us the same, right? How great is our God by Louis Giglio. Check that out for homework. Guys, do you see what the Bible says here? This is not hyperbole. He knows how many stars are in the sky, and every single one of them has a name. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to confess my sin before you guys. I don't remember my children's names. I don't. I what is your name again? Just Kiki did this, Keelan did that, Ashlyn, no! He knows how many billions of stars there are by name. The Bible says that he has your hair numbered.
Yeah, not just how many. Each one, he knows what the number is of each one.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. Hey, you know, I was up in Georgia a couple months ago now, and I watched my pastor, Jim Coy. I went to his church in Murphy, North Carolina. And if you don't know any of his testimony, it's just, from molestation from one of his neighbors to military service to a broken home to fallen as a pastor to 10 years of restoration to back surgery, to cancer, if you just go through the testimony of this man, you see him teach. He is such a shell, a fragmented shell of a man, but such a powerhouse preacher. He did what I'm doing. Like, I'm reading this to you, and in my heart, I'm hoping that you're getting like a half of what I got when he was. And all he did was read the Bible. Man, and I was seeing visions while he was reading the Bible. It's like sometimes you read it in your head, and you read it, and it seems to disappear somewhere. But now you're hearing me read it, and it now is becoming somebody else's thoughts that you get to examine. And it's like, wow, I didn't even think of it like that. It's like, I hope that's what's happening. Because this is so amazing. If you believe the Bible, what I'm reading to you should change your life. You have the opportunity to have a changed life tonight. Verse 8, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains, he gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not take delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He's blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who could stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He's not dealt thus with any nation. Guys, the first part of verse 20 is like, that's it. You've just reached the end zone. Guys, don't you get this? He doesn't do this with everybody. You know how special you are, that you get to hear the word of God preached and it means something to you? Most people, what? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. People use it as a punchline, man. The word of God is a joke to the vast majority of the world. But he's not dealt thus with any other nation except you. Me? Guys, I want you to think about all the people that have existed in the course of the earth. You could have been born in Africa. You could have been born in Uganda. You could have been born in Papua New Guinea in the middle of the jungle. You were born in the place and the time that you were born in to understand the concept of God, to have the realization that the creator of everything, who flung the stars into space and named them all, said, Jamie, I love you. He said, Jamie, I'm going to give you a mother who is going to raise you up in loving fear of God so much, and a father who is going to keep you on track. I got like 5 minutes. Guys, there's nobody in my family before me that got saved. My grandmother was Catholic from Italy, but they never went to church. I don't know why God looked at the sum total of my life and said, you are coming to my kingdom. I'm a kid from the neighborhood. Like, I'm from Queens, Howard Beach. I'm a street thug. I was telling my wife the story on the way here today. My crew used to be called FOF. We called ourselves FOF. We were the friends of the friendless. Nobody liked us, and we didn't like each other, so we called ourselves friends of the friendless. We were just friends of the friendless. Our own neighborhood didn't like us. We hated each other. We would constantly trash each other behind each other's back because that's just what we did. Oh, that Ryan, he's a beep, 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 beep. Hey, there he is right there. I don't care if he knows. Are we going to movies tonight? Yeah, let's go. God chose to bring me a woman whose parents loved the Lord enough to pray for this lost soul. I'm not feigning this wonder. I don't know why or how this happened. If you can explain this to yourself, he has not dealt thus with any nation. Do you understand how lucky you are, if we can use that word? Is this hitting you yet? What are you doing here? I don't even know why I'm here. I don't. It's the book of Joshua. No, it's not Joshua. I don't remember what book it is. It says, I am a brand plucked from the fire. You see that guy in the midst of the stones of hell? Just grab that one. No, not that one. That one. Not that one. That one. Like, God's telling the angels, no, let that one keep burning. Grab that one. Not that one. Hallelujah. As for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. You who have been plucked out of the fire of hell, you'll not know his judgment. Thank God. Thank God. Close your Bible. Next week we shall finish up. We'll do 48, 49, and 150 of the book of Psalms. And then we're going to do some fun stuff with the book of Proverbs. Next week isn't... We got next week too. You know the stars in the sky and you call them by name. You are amazing. That's the one, right? That's that song? You are amazing. Huh? Indescribable. Yes, I like that tune. Why don't you play that? How come you never play that song? You can sing high like that guy. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are indescribable. Your greatness is unsearchable. You paint the stars in the sky and you call them by name. Lord Jesus, you are amazing. Slow to anger and rich in love. Your greatness is unsearchable. Thank you, God, for pulling us out of the fire. Thank you, God, for healing us. Thank you, God. Father, I want to commit this time to you that it was not in vain that you saved us. God, I'm going to work harder just because I know how lazy I am, God, and I thank you that you don't hold it against me. God, I'm gonna be more bold with my faith because I know that's what I'm supposed to be. Thank you, God, for tonight's word. May it stick to the hearts of those that need it, and may anything that was of me just wash it away right now, God. May the power of your word wash it away. Thank you, Lord. We love you and praise you for your name. Hallelujah, as the word says. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Amen.